Reporting for WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford. I'm speaking today with Andrew Bradley. He's a senior policy analyst with the Indiana Institute for Working Families. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, we're talking because Governor Eric Holcomb, he's just announced that he plans to issue an executive order to, quote, ban the box, which means that the state will remove questions about prior arrest and criminal history from job applications. Andrew, can you tell us what that means?
So what this means is that the over 1 million Hoosiers that are in the state's criminal history database, if they apply for a job with the state government, they won't be asked about that history on the application itself, or hopefully until their skills and their fit for the job can be assessed. Yesterday's announcement was just that intention to sign an executive order to ban the box for state public jobs. And he said that he'd be working with folks from the state personnel department to actually craft the language to see how that would play out on the job applications and then what the language for the order itself would mean. So we're hopeful that there will be an opportunity to craft a strong executive order. A number of other states have done this, and we want Indiana to be a leader in this area.
And for those who've been following this issue, it would be fair to be a little bit surprised because both the Indiana House and the Senate have approved a bill that would do sort of the opposite. Senate Bill 312 would actually prohibit cities and counties, local governments basically, from passing their own ban the box ordinances. And Holcomb has said he will sign that bill. So while the governor is saying he doesn't want the state government to ask applicants about their criminal histories, he's also passing a measure that prohibits local governments from approving similar measures. Can you just explain some of that?
Sure. This type of bill was not unique to Indiana. It's something that has come up in different states. And really, it is just of a piece of local preemption laws. Indiana already preempts cities and towns from having a higher minimum wage, from offering better paid family leave, other job quality elements. And unfortunately, this fair chance hiring and ban the box protections was something else that was preempted. So while the Institute was not supportive of that bill, that local preemption part of the bill, we do see this signing of an executive order as a positive step. It's something that does actually provide some level of protection for Hoosiers throughout the state.
And I realize you can't speak for the governor, but do you have any sense for why he would support a ban-the-box measure that affects the state government, but he would prohibit local governments from passing similar measures?
Well, frankly, it could be a matter of keeping up with the neighbors. We've seen a number of states, including Kansas, Oklahoma, Ohio, Virginia, New York, pass similar state ban-the-box executive orders. And Indiana probably doesn't want to be seen as preempting those locally but not showing that same solidarity with its citizens. What we're hopeful for, though, is that this order will be a signaling that Indiana is going to begin to care about the workforce opportunities of people with records.
And so one large group of employers who will not be affected by this or will not be forced to ban the box would be any private employer. Do you or does the Institute for Working Families support a measure that would require private employers to ban the box?
In a perfect world, it would be great if all employers followed EEOC guidance, which already has on the books rules and guidance about how to do fair chance hiring. And that includes things like ban the box and also making sure that you're only considering criminal history where it's relevant for the job. So that's what we would like to be able to see. But in the reality of this year, that was not the bill that was on the docket. One part of the bill, though, would offer negligent hiring protection for individual private employers. And so that's an incentive for them to consider hiring people with records. And we support that because that, again, helps show private employers that it's in their own best interest to make sure to give applicants a fair chance.
I've been speaking with Andrew Bradley. He's a senior policy analyst with the Indiana Institute for Working Families. Andrew, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks so much, Joe.